So at first it seems only comical, said Fra Ostaban, regaining the floor. But then in the second phase, a dark side is shown. An impressionable youngster is seduced, a responsible mother lured into insanity, a political leader led into decisions that are pure folly.
It's a way of blaming the degeneracy of society on us, making us the original degenerates, said Grand Sir Tamara. Its origins, Fid Dulian?
The Cloud Weaver, a satirical play by the Etheran playwright Temnestra that mocks Telenes by name and that was used as evidence in his trial.
How to know if someone you meet is a subscriber to this iconography, Fid Ulf?
Probably they will be civil as long as the conversation is limited to what they understand, but they'll become strangely hostile if we begin speaking of abstractions.
Abstractions?
Well, let's say anything that comes to us from our mother Hylaea.
Level of dangerousness on a scale of 1 to 10?
Given what happened to Telenes, I'd say 10.
Grand Sir Tamara didn't favor the answer.
I can't be too hard on you for overestimating the risk, but...
Telenes was executed in an orderly judicial proceeding by the secular power, not a mob action,
volunteered Leo.
And mob actions are less predictable, thus more difficult to defend against.
Very good, said Grand Sir Tamara,
obviously surprised to hear such a cogent answer coming from Leo.
So let us rate its level of danger as 8. Fid Halak, what is the origin of the Dox iconography?
A praxic age moving picture serial, an adventure drama about a military spaceship sent to a remote part of the galaxy to prevent hostile aliens from establishing hegemony and marooned when their hyperdrive is damaged in an ambush. The captain of the ship was passionate, a hothead. His second in command was Dox, a theorician, brilliant, but unemotional and cold.
Fid Jesri, what does the Dox iconography say of us?
That we are useful to the secular power. Our gifts are to be celebrated. But we are blinded or crippled, take your pick, by
the very same qualities that make us useful, said Fid Tulia.
Which was why I couldn't get her out of my mind. In a heartbeat, she could go from blubbering to being the cleverest person in the room.
How to identify one who is under the influence of the Dox iconography, Fid Tulia again?
They'll be curious about our knowledge, impressed by us, but patronizing, certain that we must be subordinated to intuitive common-sense leaders.
Danger level, Fid Branch?
I would put it very low. It is basically the situation we are living in anyway.
This got a laugh, which Grand Sir Tamara didn't like very much.
Fid Ayla, what does the your iconography have in common with the Dox?
Sir Ayla had to think for a minute before trying.
Also from a praxic age entertainment serial? But it was an illustrated book, wasn't it?
Later they made moving pictures of it,
put in Fra Leo. Someone muttered a hint into Ayla's ear, and then she remembered everything.
Yes, your is identified as a theorician, but if you see how he actually spends his time, he's really more of a praxic. He has turned green from working with chemicals, and he has a tentacle sprouting from the back of his skull, always wears a white laboratory smock. Criminally insane, always has a scheme to take over the world.
Fra Arcibald, what iconography surrounds the Rutters?
He was so ready.
Fiendishly gifted at twisting words and confusing seculars, or what is worse, influencing them in ways so subtle they don't even know it's happening. They use Unarian maths to recruit and groom minions, whom they send out into the secular world to get influential positions as burghers, but in truth, they are all puppets of a Rhetor conspiracy.
Well, that one makes sense anyway, said Fid Ulf.
Everyone looked at him to make out whether he was joking. He looked taken aback.
Guess we know which order you'll be signing up for,
said one irritated Sur, who everyone knew was headed for the new circle.
Because he's a Prokean hater? Or just because he's socially inept?
Said one of her companions in a low voice that was, however, clearly audible.
That's enough, said Grand Sur Tamara. The seculars don't know about the differences between our orders, and so all of us, not just the Prokians, are equally vulnerable to the iconography that Fra Archibald has just explained. Let's move on.
And so it went. The Muncoster iconography. Eccentric, lovable, disheveled theorician, absent-minded, means well. The Pennock iconography. A high-strung, nervous, meddling know-it-all who simply doesn't understand the realities. Lacking physical courage, he always loses out to a more masculine character. The Cleven iconography. Theor as an awesomely wise elder statesman who can solve all the problems of the secular world. The Bod iconography. We are grossly cynical frauds living in luxury at the expense of the common man. The Penthabrian. We are guardians of ancient mystical secrets of the universe handed down to us by Canoas himself, and all of our talk about theorics is just a smokescreen to hide our true power from the unwashed multitude.